Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I bring you greetings from the Lord this morning. I believe you had a beautiful sleep, and I know you're going to have a great day today. So I want to share a few things with you from the scriptures, which I believe will really help you and aid you in your walk with God. Hallelujah. Today I'm talking about the pillar and ground of truth. The pillar and ground of truth. And I want us to start our scripture readings from 1 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 14. He says, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto you shortly." Now, this is Paul writing to Timothy. He says, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God." He calls it the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Then he says, the pillar and ground of the truth. He says, the pillar and the ground of the truth. The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. He says, how you may behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. So the house of God is the church of the living God, you see. So it's very important that you attend church. You don't have to be a Christian who doesn't go to church. It's not right. You see, if you don't go to church, you will not come in contact with the truth, because the church is the pillar and the ground. That is what God has chosen. That is what God has chosen to be the pillar and ground of the truth. The church, the house of God, that's just there in your area, or the one that's where you're supposed to be. Plant yourself somewhere. The Bible says that those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in his courts. It says they shall bear fruit in their old age. It's very important that you are planted somewhere. You must be planted in the house of the Lord. And don't be someone who doesn't go to church. You go to church today, you don't go tomorrow. You go to church this week, you only go on Sundays. It's not supposed to be like that. Because if you do that, you will not be coming in contact with the real truth, the truth of God. It says it is the pillar. The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. In other words, when you go there, reality, the reality of God is brought into your life. You receive the reality of God's word into your life. And it changes your life. You know, teaching sometimes does not look powerful, but that is what God has chosen. It was that he chose the foolishness of preaching. You see, it is through preaching that people are blessed. As you receive the message concerning marriage, your marriage is saved. Marriage counseling may not do much for you, but the word concerning marriage will do a lot of things for you. And you can only hear it in the church. You can only hear it in the house of God. So it's very, very important you don't take yourself out. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24. Let's read from verse 24. Verse 25 nails the thing on the head, but I want to read from verse 24. It says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." You see, it says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." That only happens in the body of Christ. It happens in the church. You see, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As the manner of some is. You see, some people don't like it. They don't want to go to church. It's not supposed to be like that. But exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day is that? As you see the day of our Lord approaching. It says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." Don't be like those people. Be someone who goes to church so that you can make contact with the word of God. And so that you can see other believers. You see, people who are just like you, who can encourage you and help you. You need a shepherd in your life. You need a pastor in your life. A pastor is very important in your life. If there's something happening in your life, he's the one to take care of you. You see, you may be listening to me today from very far away, but I'm not your pastor. You see, I'm here to help you get you to be established in the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. This is very important to understand that you need to be planted in the house of God. If you want to flourish, if you want to increase as God wants you to, then you need a substantive pastor. You need the fellowship of the brethren. You see, if you take a coal of fire out of a coal pot and you put it somewhere alone, it will die out. But when you keep that same coal of fire in the coal pot with other coals, that coal gets heat from the others. And hence, its light is kept shining and its light is kept burning. You see, if you take yourself out, if you exclude yourself out from the house of God, which is the pillar and ground of truth, you will not be blessed. You will die out very soon. The life of God in you will not manifest itself. But when you participate in the gatherings, in the assembling of ourselves together, you realize that the life of God in you is working some more, is growing. You are getting better and stronger and greater by the day. You receive the word of God that saves you on every side, because you receive the reality, you receive the truth. What truth really means becomes a reality to you. Hallelujah. Go to church. Don't stay home. Go to church. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.